Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The new Urdu language film, In Flames, uses elements of horror to address the horrors of gender oppression. It centers around Mariam, a young Pakistani woman studying to be a doctor. She, her mother Faria, and her brother live in a tiny apartment in Karachi. But the death of her grandfather puts them in danger of being evicted. Mariam begins a romance with a young man, another student, who gives her a bracelet as a gift.
Ye tumhare liye.
Nice. Ki kya zarurat?
Se dekhte hi tum yaad aayi.
Badtameez.
Main bana do. Mazak apni jagah na.
But when their relationship comes to an abrupt end, Mariam is consumed by nightmares and visions. In Flames was Pakistan's entry for Best International Feature Film in this year's Oscars. Sarrar Khan is the writer and director of the film, and he joins us now. Sarrar, welcome.
Hi, Deepa. Thanks so much for having me.
So, Sarrar, you were born and grew up in Karachi in Pakistan. You now live in Canada. What inspired you to want to make In Flames?
I grew up deeply between both Pakistan and Canada. My family immigrated to Canada when I was 10, and we moved back when I was 15. So I was able to spend really formative years in both countries. And I decided to, you know, start my career as a filmmaker in Karachi, in Pakistan, at the age of 23. And when you start working in the film industry, you know, the film industry anywhere in the world is very patriarchal. Sets are mostly just guys. And in Karachi, it was the same, but I met some really incredible women, women who were carving out a space for themselves in an industry that globally is really male-dominated, and women who were doing it were on their own terms. So it really felt like the impetus to create a film that spoke to that.
And the film has two very compelling and kind of quietly powerful women at its center. I want you to tell us about Mariam. She's the daughter. And I'm wondering how typical she is of Pakistani women in their mid-20s. She seems to defy cultural expectations. She's not married at 25. She stands up to an attacker by reporting him to the police. She's secretly hanging out with a boy. She seems remarkable. But I wonder if she's similar to others in her generation of young women in Pakistan, kind of boundary pushers.
She is definitely the epitome of all the young women in Pakistan that I know. In quiet ways, they're creating space for agency to pursue their dreams. And, you know, a big part of this film was to show the universality of that experience of being a young person in a society that isn't set up for you, but still trailblazing in your own way.
And Mariam's mother is such a complex character, single mother doing her best to mother her two children, one of whom is Mariam, who's an adult and 25. But this mother gets swindled out of her only possession, the family apartments. She considers sex work to pay some bills. She wants to protect her adult daughter Mariam from some of the awful things she's been through. And I love, Sarrar, how you slowly revealed her complexity to the audience, because I felt like she went from almost being caricature or stereotypical in the opening scenes to quite a fierce and complex character. Tell me about how you did that and why.
You know, so much of this film is tied to the experiences of these two women that we meet at very different parts in their life. For Mariam, she's trying to navigate this society. And with Fariha, she's someone who is carrying the scars of trying to survive. So I wanted to show kind of in some ways the youthful naivety that you have when you're trying to find your way in the world versus being a bit more jaded, but then ultimately realizing that, you know, hope is something that you need to carry with you at any age. And it's the only way to really find your own place, you know, now more than ever in a world that feels like it's morally bankrupt.
And then the theme of misogyny kind of undergirds the entire film. And that's a really tricky issue. Tell me how, you know, you decided to weave that into your film.
I decided to approach misogyny through both the real and also the supernatural. Because Pakistan, on the books, in legislation, is really progressive. It's one of a few countries in the world that's had a female head of state. Simultaneously, culturally, it can be a really hard place for women. And it's also a culture that's deeply religious and so, as with most religious societies, deeply superstitious. So I wanted to show the horrors of misogyny and the way that they're experienced in that visceral feeling of fear.
And you know, there we have the kind of nature of the psychological thriller. I have to say, though, Zarar, it's so cinematic in how you shot it. There were points where it could almost be a documentary. But tell me why you wanted to make this a thriller.
I think it was the more women I spoke with, my process is very collaborative. So, you know, my producer identifies as female, as is my cinematographer, as is my lead, Bakhtawar Mazur. And when they described a lot of the real incidences that they had lived through, those experiences were terrifying. And those experiences were what informed the film. So it had to be terrifying. You had to be steeped in the psychology of these characters, where the ground beneath their feet is always shifting. And simultaneously, for me, there's power in genre filmmaking, especially lately. You know, we're seeing a rise of it across a lot of different South Asian storytellers, including Monkey Man with Dev Patel, which also speaks to marginalized communities. So it was me growing my voice as a storyteller and wanting to tell this story in a way we hadn't seen it before.
And just leave us with what you want your audiences to take away about Pakistan. What do you want to leave us with there?
I want audiences to be left with the richness and complexity of Pakistan as a society that's in flux and one where no matter how hard it gets, people will find a way. They'll find community and the incredible resilience of Pakistanis.
Zarar Khan is writer and director of the new film In Flames, which opens in theaters beginning today. Zarar, thank you so much.
Thank you.